Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. Now is the time to trim your lamps and get ready for the coming of the Lord.
Friends, the Lord is coming soon. Are you ready? Join us now for the Midnight Cry broadcast.
What is this world really about? It's not about what happens here. It's about a people that absolutely make choices to serve God, but they understand the only way I can do that is His life and His power. It's grace. It's divine power that enters me, and by that strength, I can be someone different. I can actually not only understand differently what God wants me to do, but I can actually do it. Well, is Jesus our example in that? Again, yes. He was not able, would not have been able in himself to do anything that the Father wanted him to do had he not relied completely upon his Father. That's a humbling place, but it's a wonderful place. It's a place of rest. When we realize not only is that how it is, but it's because he loves us. And he's more than willing to give us whatever it takes to serve him and to please him. Oh, what a rest that brings if we can come to that place of surrender. So there's a surrender, there's a dependence that is so central to serving God. But one of the things that drew me to Jesus as the example and what God is really trying to accomplish and how that is meant to play out in our lives was what it said back in chapter 1 about you loved righteousness, you hated wickedness. Because our emotions are part of the picture. We're not just machines. We have emotions. And how many of you think that God wants us to live miserable lives, trying so hard to serve God, messing up, doing it anyway, even though we don't really want to? It's kind of quiet. I think you get the point. God doesn't want a people who serve him with grumbling and complaining and reluctance and secretly wishing we could, but knowing we better not. You know, Brother Cimbala last week talked about coming out of Egypt and some of the effects of the world and how they can get a hold in our lives. God, help us not to have these attachments to the world. God is looking not just for people that he can bring to a place of submission and obedience, but not really happy about it. He wants us to get to the place where we see with clarity what he wants me to love is the greatest source of peace and joy. There's nothing I can do here that will really satisfy this. I don't care. You know, you have the expression of when someone just strives to get there all their lives, I'm going to get there. And they get there and there's no there there. There's nothing in this world that will ever scratch the itch that God put down in here. God longs to bring us not just to this place of grudging submission, but a place where we see with greater clarity what really is worthwhile, what's really right. And we're not just reluctantly doing it because we're afraid. We're doing it because we love what is right. We hate what is wrong. I don't mean to be hateful to people now. You get what I'm saying. But I mean, there's no more compromise. I hate it because I see where it takes people. It takes over people. It rules them. It brings them down to death and destruction. God, you sent your son to set me free from that. And I'm rejoicing in it. God wants a people who not only are submitted to him, not only dependent, and they understand their place of dependence upon him, but they're happy about it. They're rejoicing. They're beginning to experience the peace and the joy that he's promised. God wants us to be joyful in our lives. Oh, God, help us. Is that what Jesus, was he like that? Oh, yeah. He loved what was right. He hated what was evil. You remember the time when he sent the disciples out and they came back and reported how many wonderful things the Lord had done. And there was a joy that just overwhelmed the Savior right there in front of them. He was just rejoicing in the Lord. There was joy. I'll tell you, when the Lord looks down and he sees us looking to him and trusting in him, there's a joy in his heart. It's not, okay, I finally got them. I'm making them do what I want. There's a hump, there's a peace, there's a joy that God longs to implant in every one of our hearts. If it's not there, you might ask the question, why? Are we just not really agreeing with him? Are we still pursuing something that we want and our will and our fulfilling our desires? Are we not really believing in him? Are we trying to do it ourselves and that's a hard thing to do? Or we come to the place where, yes, Lord, I get what this world is about and I'm totally on board with it. I am just rejoicing. I'm not looking at this anymore. It doesn't matter. What, you know, prosperity or whatever. It doesn't matter anymore. I'm yours. And I see where this is going. This is not about, this is all going away. But that's what I'm living for. And I'm not only just expecting it, I'm rejoicing right now. Now, are we not told in Hebrews chapter 12 about to run the race with patience, with endurance, and doing what? Looking to Jesus. Why would we look to him? He's the author and the finisher of your faith. Where did you get faith in the first place? He had to plant it there, didn't he? When there's a heart that's submissive and willing, God, there's a faith that will plant, there's a divine ability that's planted in the human heart. But it doesn't stop there. He's not just the one who plants it there, the author, he's the finisher. He's the one who has the power to take us all the way down that trail. We get up in the morning, we can't see the path except maybe right one step in front of us. And we just take that step and say, Lord, it's okay, I'm trusting in you. You're in charge. And I know whatever you put before me, I can ask you and you give me the ability to handle it. And I'm not going to worry about the rest. I'm going to put it in your hands. I refuse to let anxiety and worry rule me. I want your peace. All these scriptures that have been so familiar to us, they all play into this. But Jesus did the same thing. He is a genuine example for us. He is the one who has gone before us and able to help us finish the whole thing. But what did he go on to say in Hebrews? Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross. He wasn't sitting there saying, oh my God, get this over. There was a joy. There was an ability to look beyond it. Can you and I look beyond today and the things that we're going through? Can we find grace from God to look beyond all of that and say, God, I rejoice because I know where this is going. I know you wouldn't be doing this if it wasn't part of your purpose for me. You're the one who knows my need. You know what I lack. Oh, God, come down and help me and strengthen me. Give me what it takes. Give me the grace to stand, not just to endure it, but to rise up and say, thank you, Lord. Can we thank him in all things? See, do you see the dimensions that unfold in the example of our Savior? Someone who not only knew what the Father's purpose was submitted to it, understood the only way he could do it was with the Father's grace, and also was rejoicing. By the way, on that how he did it business, remember that scripture in Hebrews 9:15, I think you can look it up, where it talks about how he offered himself without spot. There's a nice little phrase in there that you wonder, why is that phrase in there? How did he do it? By the eternal Spirit. See, it's not only just what he did, but how he did it. That's the lesson for us. God tells us what to do, but he always tells us how. Because I'm there, I'm with you, I'm in you, I'll help you, I'll give you the strength, trust in me. I want to have that attitude when I get up in the morning. Lord, I don't know what today is going to bring. I know what you want from me. It's not in me to do it, but I'm looking to you. I want to do your will, but I also know that I can't do it without you, Lord. Not I, but Christ live in me. Lord, help me this day to honor you with every part of my life. What a picture this is. So what is this world about? What's the reason this even exists? It's to call forth sons and daughters who will renounce their citizenship in this world order, be brought into a kingdom where we are in agreement, complete agreement with the King, where we are looking to Him to change us, to make us ready. This is the way that God is preparing His sons. If Jesus was not perfect, complete, without living here and being and actually choosing what was right, choosing what was, you know, to reject what was wrong and rejoicing in what was right, and all those choices that he had to make in the face of adversity, if that was what it took for him to be made ready for that, you think just maybe God's got a little bit of work in us to do? And you see the pattern, the same pattern happening in all the sons and daughters as well. But we've also got one that has begun the work and will complete it. Thank God. Thank God. Oh, I want to be in His hands. I want to be in agreement with Him. There's an awesome picture here. We have not only just a Savior who's done the work, we have one who's been here, who calls us brothers and sisters, who's able to help us. Maybe it'd be a good thing if we just look to Him today and say, Lord, open my understanding a little bit more. Help me with the choices and the things I'm facing in my life right now to look to you, not with, oh God, here we go again, but saying, oh Father, thank you. This wouldn't be happening if you didn't need to do something in me. But in it, I'm looking to you. I'm going to look beyond this because I see that. I see where you're going with it, and I'm on board with 100% with it. And I'm rejoicing in it. Oh, take away all the complaining, all the grudgery, all the whatever. Just help me to be 100% on board with you. So praise God. I covered a lot of ground here, but I think maybe the purpose that I needed, that the Lord had in this, was to really paint the big, broad picture. And yet to see Him as our example, as a living example who's been here and done it, and is with us to take us all the way home if we're willing. I want to be 100% on board with His purpose. This world exists to get a people here, and I believe there's many people here that are part of this. This world exists to get us ready for that. I'll point it to your future. I keep forgetting which direction to go here. But anyway, that's coming. It's real. If it isn't real to you, ask God about it. Seek Him with all of your heart. I don't expect anybody to believe something because I say it. God wants to make His truth real to your heart and give you the ability to walk in it. Oh, everything we have, everything we need comes from Him. We just have to lay down our lives and say, Lord, here I am. Get me ready for your purpose. That's what I want. And He is who has called us, He's faithful. And He's going to finish it. Praise God.
The message you have heard is part of a regular church service recorded as it was being ministered. CD and DVD copies of this service in its entirety are available. To assist with postage and processing costs, an offering of $5 is suggested for CDs and $10 for DVDs. Please identify the station over which you have heard this broadcast and provide the broadcast date when ordering. You may also receive our quarterly publication, The Midnight Cry Messenger, which is mailed out free and postage paid to all who request it. Our mailing address is Midnight Cry Ministries, Post Office Box 685, Southern Pines, North Carolina 28388. Or you may choose to visit us on the World Wide Web at www.midnightcry.org.
And now, may God richly bless you until our next broadcast.